All right, Marty Lurie here. Chase Darno with us as we get ready for A's and Giants. Boy, what a time. I always say right after the break, things happen in baseball right now.
Yeah, they do. They sure do on a daily basis, too. Happy to be here.
What was your break like?
The first day we spent driving for 7 hours to Los Angeles to stay with my wife's parents. We got back, put Jagger to bed, our one-year-old son, and then we had our first date night in months. Just the two of us at some sushi. And then the next day, traveled to Long Beach, about an hour and a half south of there, and hung out with my parents. So, you know, the break ended up being more, we treated it as some time that we could have both of our parents hanging out with their grandchild, because they're very excited to be grandparents, but they don't get to see him much during the season, you know, because of our schedule. But it was very relaxing. The last day of our All-Star break, we spent driving back up here and got to spend some time in Walnut Creek, which is we found to be quite pleasant, very beautiful area, and much warmer than San Fran.
Oh, God. No kidding. Yeah, once you go through the tunnel, you pick up about 20 degrees, and that's why people love it on that side of the bay. Did you get to see the All-Star game at all?
Yeah. I didn't sit down and watch every single pitch, but I saw a lot of really cool things, one of them being the on-field interviews with players as they were on the field. It was so cool just to see their vibe. You know, obviously, it's the All-Star game, and they're in a very relaxed state. But, you know, it'd be interesting if they did that during regular season games. Somebody said to me on social media, like, Chase, what do you think if they did that during the season? And I said, it's just not going to happen because it's a lot more competitive and the games mean more. Every single game is so important. So, probably not going to happen. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I thought it was terrific because I got an insight into Harper and Trout, and Francisco Lindor was terrific.
Yeah, very playful. Very playful, yeah. He was, yeah, jovial. He's hanging. You can tell that he's very free and easy on the field.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. And, well, the commissioner sort of got on Mike Trout a little bit and talking about him marketing himself more and all that. What did you think about that?
I didn't see his interview. I saw Lindor's interview and a lot of home runs. There were 10 home runs, right? I mean, at one point in the game, they said, oh, they've tied the record. And then you're not going to expect them to hit four more home runs. But I think every RBI came in from a home run, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's baseball today. Chase Darno with us. The home run derby was interesting. I thought that was pretty exciting. People love home runs, and Harper, it was an emotional time. He actually came through.
Yeah, I was happy for him. You know, even MLB had posted certain things on their social media talking about his average being low. But obviously, his home run numbers are still up. What, he's in the 20s still for home runs, I believe. And you know, he played like he had something to prove, and you could tell that he was super excited to have won. I mean, it's always going to be fun when you're winning a home run derby. Like, I remember that home run derby when Griffey almost didn't participate because he was sick. And then at the last second, to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this, and then won. I was a kid when that happened. I loved it.
Yeah, the other part I like is his father pitched to him. How about that?
Oh, that's very cool. My dad couldn't pitch to me. He doesn't have the accuracy these days for that.
All right, so if you got in the home run derby, who would pitch to you?
That's a good question. You know, there's a fellow that was throwing BP to us down in SAC named Tony, who threw very good BP. You know, I think that Tyra throws great BP for us up here. We have, everybody throws pretty good BP nowadays, but I can't think of anybody like a family member or anybody significant like that would throw to me. It would probably be somebody that has thrown to me in pro ball whose BP I liked.
All right. Well, you can appreciate, I'm glad we're talking about the All-Star game from the social media point of view, because you can appreciate it. You're in the entertainment business, not only as a ball player, but also in music as well. So it's something that baseball is absolutely trying to do.
Yeah, they are. They're doing a good job, too. I think that they're taking advantage. They're participating in every social media available. I mean, I'm no social media guru. Like, sure, you know, music, which I do mainly in the off season, has forced me to learn what that world is like. And from what I see, Major League Baseball seems to be doing a great job on, you know, their Twitter and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. I think that the technology nowadays, like the super slow-mo, is so awesome. All the new camera angles that they have on TV are interesting. I think that it'd be really interesting to have a camera on the catcher, on the umpire's mask, if you ask me. Or, you know, there's so many cool angles in baseball where you have a round object traveling at about 100 miles per hour. It'd be cool for the fans to see what it looks like to be a hitter, to see what we're seeing. Yeah. And we're getting closer to that.
No, I agree 100%. Oh, it's always good to talk with you. Well, you're making a contribution now. You came up, and as I say, you get your pitch, you hit it now, and a couple of home runs, a couple of long outs as well. How do you feel?
I feel great. You know, I'm just adjusting still, getting used to a new team. Even though I've played with the majority of these guys, they've all made me feel very welcome. I played against them for a long time. I played with a lot of these guys, but I'm just really happy to have contributed when I've had opportunities, because I think the biggest part when you join a new team is just wanting to help and come through in that big moment. So I'm glad that I've gotten an ample amount of opportunities to show what I can do. I just want to help the team win.
Yeah, well, you're doing it. And a big series against the Cubs, of course, and against the A's as well. How do you like hitting leadoff? And of course, I met you in spring training for the first time. You hit all over the lineup. As I always say, when you're on base, watch him quickly because he's going to go somewhere. Yeah. But what about the leadoff hitter in the big leagues today?
Oh, I've bat leadoff the majority of my career when I was with the Pirates. So it's nothing that is unfamiliar. I haven't bat leadoff the last couple of years. In 2015, I batted leadoff all year. So I'm not really going to change my mentality from, you know, Triple-A to the big leagues when it comes to leadoff position. If there is anything that I know about players that do have success at the major league level, it's that they're not going to change many things. It's really the same game if you allow it to be. But I'm comfortable getting deep into counts. So nowadays it's not a bad spot for me to play. But like I said, I've hit everywhere up and down the lineup, 8-hole. You know, I know how to be. It's a delicate spot in itself because you have the pitcher hitting behind you. So there are things that you need to take into account, especially if you get on base and there are two outs and the hitter is the pitcher. I mean, the last thing you want to do is steal a base and get thrown out for this. So the pitcher will lead the next inning. And, you know, sometimes young players make mistakes, but and I'm not saying that I haven't. If I had, it was when I was younger, and now I've learned from a lot of those, so I'm comfortable hitting anywhere in the lineup.
Oh, very good. Doing a great job. One last thought for you on defense, and I bring it up because we were just talking about leadoff hitters. I find more hitters swinging at the first pitch these days. They get the first good fastball, they're putting it in play. We saw it a lot in the All-Star game because all they saw were fastballs. But as a defender, you're a little bit more on your toes now early in the count because people maybe are hitting early.
Yeah, that's a good observation on your part. They are more ready to hit, but yeah, I'm certainly ready, especially, you know, when I'm playing third and Semien's hitting their leadoff hitter with the A's, I'm ready to go. First pitch, you never know. The last thing you want to be is caught off guard.
You been in the Coliseum before?
Yeah, last year with the Red Sox, I was here. It's a cool park. A lot of foul territory for corner infielders. So sometimes you're chasing after a foul ball, and it's a weird feeling knowing that you have that much space because you don't really feel, you don't get many fly balls that far away from third base. So it's almost a novel experience when you're running, you know, 60 yards for a foul ball. It's cool.
Well, glad to have you on, Chase Darno. You added a lot to the team coming up. They needed a boost, and you gave it to them. So let's see how this thing plays out. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I'm just happy for the opportunities.
Very good. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.